AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Two strikes to kill top Hamas and Hezbollah leaders are escalating tensions in the Middle East. Julia Frankel reports from Jerusalem.
Tuesday evening, Israel targeted senior Hezbollah commander Fuad Shukr in Beirut. Then Wednesday morning, people woke up to the news that top Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh had been assassinated in Tehran, prompting the Iranian supreme leader to vow revenge on Israel, though Israeli officials kept quiet about the assassination. The two strikes have the potential to dramatically ramp up tensions in the region and prompt a direct Iranian attack on Israel. It could also prompt Hamas to pull out of ceasefire efforts that are currently brokering or attempting to broker an end to the months-long war in Gaza.
Former President Trump sat down for an interview at the National Association of Black Journalists and discussed Vice President Kamala Harris's race.
I didn't know she was black until a number of years ago when she happened to turn black, and now she wants to be known as black. So I don't know, is she Indian or is she black?
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre called the comments
repulsive, it's insulting, and, you know, no one has any right to tell someone who they are, how they identify. That is no one's right.
An AP NORC poll finds about 80% of Democrats satisfied with Vice President Harris as the party's presidential nominee. Our Lindley Sanders has more.
Satisfaction with Harris has risen among key groups that were more tepid about Biden, including Hispanic Americans and younger adults. So even as the Harris campaign has reasons for optimism, they still face challenges with an opponent who is better known by the country and who has a very loyal base of support.
The Fed's left its benchmark interest rate unchanged for now, but Chair Jerome Powell says past rate hikes have been doing the job of cooling the economy and inflation.
The time is coming at which it will begin to be appropriate to dial back that level of restrictions.
This is AP News. Day games in baseball, the AL East-leading Orioles thumped the Blue Jays 10-4, but the Yankees managed to stay within a half game of them by completing a perfect trip to Philadelphia. Dave Ferry has a recap.
DJ LeMahieu drove in all the Yankees' runs as they completed a three-game sweep of the Phillies, 6-5. LeMahieu began his assault with a grand slam in the second inning, then added a two-run double in the sixth. Yankees manager Aaron Boone.
Guys, respect, know he's grinding, know he's going through it, and you know, obviously hasn't got a lot of opportunities lately, and was clearly the difference today.
LeMahieu's career-high 6 RBIs were all charged to Christopher Sanchez, who allowed 8 hits over 5 2/3. Nestor Cortez allowed 3 runs over 5 1/3 innings of New York's 5th straight win. Nick Castellanos had 3 RBIs for the Phils, who've dropped 4 straight. I'm Dave Ferry.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.